Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, buddy. How you doing, buddy? You okay, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hi there. Welcome to
Hi.
The Buzz 24/7. Welcome to the green room. Haven't lit the candle in a while. Candles just bring it down. I'm telling you, if you have little kids and they get ornery or fidgety or anything like that, you want to calm them down at the dinner table, shut the lights off and put candles on the table. Have a candlelight dinner. Worked every time. It doesn't work for you?
I just picture my house catching on fire.
What kind of fucking zoo you running over there?
I got a freaking zoo.
You just said it. You swore.
I said I freaking zoo.
It didn't sound like that to me.
I have a freaking zoo.
Buzz 24/7 brought to you by the New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. You also can't do candlelight dinners with the kids because you eat at 4:30.
It's light out. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Sometimes
exactly.
We stretch.
What about
until
the winter time?
Yeah, we could probably do it in the winter. And I still they're bouncing off the walls.
And they're a little older now. I mean, you know, when they're younger, I don't know what it was about candles that really chilled them right out. I swear, it's one of the greatest life hacks that I ever had as a parent.
I will say, now, Parker is terrified of, like, fire and things going wrong. So anytime I light a candle, I walk into a room and it's out, and I'm like, Parker was in here. If he sees a candle going, he goes over and he blows it out. And it drives me crazy. I'm like, nothing's going to happen. It's okay. It's always out. So Dylan, I'm more afraid of, like, oh, he tossed the pillow and where did it land? It landed on that candle and...
Don't toss the pillow around the freaking candle, kid!
Now, you tell him not to toss anything. There's things flying all over my house.
Yeah. You bring up candles. Last night, I walked Sadie out after date night and everything and came back in, and a late package came, and it was by the door, and I brought it upstairs. Amy was all excited as she bought her fall candles. Mm. All the different, you know, Halloween smells.
Mm-hmm.
She was all excited.
Yeah.
So I'm laying in bed, and she comes running.
What are Halloween smells? I mean, is autumn's candy? Yeah,
death.
But what?
Death.
No, like
monsters,
Bath and Body has
blood.
A bunch
exactly,
of them. Yeah, they have blood, vampire blood.
Vampire blood.
Blood.
She
gets they get spooky.
Oh, my God.
They
she was so excited.
Candy corn. They have fire roasted marshmallows for Halloween. There's
there was three or four. It's funny because she...
Mine come in next week.
Kelly, she runs in the other room, grabs a candle, and comes running it, and then jumps out of the bed and goes, smell it. I'm like, okay. Nothing yet. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, now just breathe for a few minutes. And then she runs in, comes back in. She goes, you ready? Rick, guess what it is? I don't know. It's vampire blood. You don't know it was vampire blood? I'd have never smelled vampire blood before.
It's creepy as shit.
I mean, like, how do they know what vampire blood smells like?
I don't know. So describe to me.
If a vampire blood to me
what
is
it
that,
smelled
like a cherry slash strawberry.
Is that what it smelled like?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
But I think
they call them fun things. And like in the winter, I get the winter ones, and I just ordered mine, so they'll be in next week or whatever.
She was so excited.
But so I change with the season, same as Bath and Body Works.
Evergreen. I like to smell like a pine tree.
See, like
only
the
winter.
Christmas in the wintertime, you got the one that fires up that smells like Christmas cookies or you know. And it's funny because every time I come home from band practice, I'm like, it's a friggin' candle.
Yeah, I don't light anything or spray anything that smells like food, but I do like the balsam fir and all that
stuff.
Well,
everybody's in a size small at your house. Our house, a little bit different.
I got I got that Dr. Squatch soap, you know, and I got it pine tar. And it's got dirt in it or something in it.
Yeah.
It rubs, it takes the exfoliates the skin.
Like
but
that.
It smells like a pine tree. Love it. Love it.
What's the ticket on those?
6, 7.
A bar of soap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did it last for a while?
Well, yeah. I'm the only one that uses it.
All right.
You know, and I put it up high so it doesn't get worn down or get used. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I don't want to all of a sudden be scrubbing my body and something and there's a piece of pee stone
stuck
in
there. But here's the thing about the Dr. Squatch. Like, you just do it for a little bit, and in the lather, you could spread the lather. It works. It's not like you're, you know. So anyway. All right. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh. You mentioned getting a package. I'm excited. I got a couple packages coming to the house. Do you get you're getting a delivery,
mm-hmm.
your package is out for delivery. When you get that email or text,
I have two of them coming today.
Excited?
Yeah, I'm not really excited because I mean, it's nothing. It's suitcases, so nothing really cool.
Right.
I get excited.
Are you throwing
cool.
somebody out of the house?
No. So
somebody getting their walking papers.
I'm
Dylan.
Dylan,
you're out. We voted. The house voted, and you're out. And they extinguished the torch.
Luggage isn't cheap. It's kind of expensive. But we've gone through. We've always done the cloth, and we're traveling again in like 2 weeks. And I wanted to, everybody. We're not checking back, so everybody's doing carry on.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to convert from the soft to the hard cases, thinking maybe that'll be better.
Right.
But every time we go on trips and stuff, our cloth ones. I don't know what they do with them when they go away on that conveyor belt, but they come back a mess.
Also, they can be bigger, and then they won't fit in the overhead, and they end up checking them just by the side of the plane, which is a pain in the ass. The one I have a solid one. It's always the same size. I know it will always fit. I never have to worry about it.
So we check bags when we go like to like foreign countries, but we're just going to Atlantic City, so carry-ons.
All right, Kelly, what's going on with you? How you doing, man? Just checking in here. What do you got going on? What's Kelly's number one worry today? What are you dealing with today? What's your deal?
When nap time is. I got to go visit my mom at a certain time. So when do I take my nap? Then I go a power whack after. Power whack.
A power whack. That sounds good. Whoa.
What makes it a power whack?
It's really quick and really...
I mean, are you plugged into something, which makes your arm move a lot faster when you're power whacking? You know... is it like a punching bag and you're Mike Tyson?
It's a good question.
A power whack? Okay, I didn't know. I wasn't sure. Scott, what's going on with you?
Today, I have something going on for a couple hours, and then I'm going back home.
Scott and I have a mystery project.
We have a mystery project.
Scotty and I have a mystery project today.
Going on today.
We can't tell you about.
Then I got to come back and meet a gentleman that I'm buying two very small size drums off of from a Facebook yard sale.
Yeah, we can't talk about it. We can't talk about it yet.
Oh.
I'm letting you know. Because in case you think you blurt it out, don't. Because we are not supposed to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I just want to know why now.
Well, you can ask the people that made the decision, but I'm just telling you that that's what is. So don't.
I'll ask you when we're.
Yeah. So we got a little bit of a project, and then I'm probably going for a walk. It depends on the friggin' smoke in the air. What do you got going on today?
Today, I am going to finally put a. I took all the bedding out of the camper yesterday, washed everything. I'm going to go and put all the bedding back on the camper and close it up because. We're not camping this weekend, but I like fresh sheets every other camping trip. So pack it all up so when we go away the next weekend, August 6th, it'll be all clean and ready to go.
You always have a freaking project. I honestly No. It's not a criticism. I don't know how you do it. You do everything.
Also, I have to go to Market Basket. Just for a quick trip, and I have to go because I didn't do my Sunday shopping because I was camping. I'm meeting my friend Ray for lunch at 11:30. I have to stop at the liquor store, and I have to go to the dump. Then I have to buy gifts for Rowan's birthday
party. Nobody has that much shit to do every day. Nobody.
I don't do it every day. This is a different day.
Laura, that list is, that's an average list for you.
Picking up the kids at 3:30, then I have to go to one of the other radio stations.
Nobody has a list like that every day. You're the only person I know that has a list like that every day.
Not every day.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
I do have a question for you. Somebody sent this to me, and it's kind of like every once in a while on the 24/7 we do a Would You Rather?
Yep.
Even that, but this one's going to require some thought, okay? So this is a... All right. Think about this now. And think about, I want you to think about the ramifications and how this would affect your life.
Okay.
All right? Because would you rather have nightmares every time you sleep for the rest of your life? Now think about that. Nightmares every night, every time you sleep. That means if you wake up in the middle of the night, you go back to sleep, you're getting another nightmare. Think about that, okay? Would you rather have that, or would you rather live through a horror movie in real life one time a year? However, you'll never know when it's going to happen.
Jesus.
The only thing you're going to know is you're going to have a 99% chance of surviving, and the horror movie that will be part of your life could take up to a week.
Wait, you might not survive it?
No, there's a 99% chance.
Yeah, so I guess
of surviving.
I want the nightmare.
There's a chance you don't.
But the actual nightmare, I mean the actual horror movie that in your real life could last up to a week.
I will have nightmares forever.
And maybe you'll survive the nightmare in this scenario, but maybe somebody else doesn't. Nah, I'm out.
Give me
I'm
the
out
nightmares.
Of the whole thing. I'm not either way, you're gonna want to kill yourself.
Pick me. No, I've had nightmares before.
Every night.
You know what?
Not only every night. Every time you go
right.
to sleep.
And then you're not gonna want to. You're gonna have.
Pick me.
You won't be able to go to sleep ever.
Scotty's got his hand up. I'll go to
horror.
Scotty in a second. You choose the nightmares
every night.
I think Scotty's excited. I think he wants it.
He wants.
What are you, Scotty?
Oh my God, the horror movie.
You.
I've got the nightmare thing down because I control my dreams.
You are with a that machine, lucid dreamer. You can control what you
dreams.
Do in your
so
dreams.
So I walk into a room where most people go, oh, you can't do that. No, I'm having sex with them. Because I know it's a dream.
I can't do...
I'm afraid... See, as a lucid dreamer, I can do the same thing. I can run away. I can fly. I know I can do that.
Yep.
I can control my dreams. But I won't do that because I'm always afraid...
You're saying something out loud.
I'm always afraid that, you know, I'm just going to go in and have sex with her or whatever. That
and
what if it's
life.
Not a dream?
Okay.
What if somehow somebody slipped me some sort of drug? This is how paranoid I am on
the
inside.
Oh my God, the horror movie thing, I believe that I have seen enough of them that I know what to do. I know how to hit. That would be so awesome. So awesome.
99%.
Oh my God,
once
so
a year.
Awesome. Once a year.
You're going to have a 99% chance of surviving.
Once a year, that would be freaking great.
Just remind you that you have no guarantee whatsoever in real life.
Oh my God.
That your loved ones
so
will
exciting.
Survive.
The nightmares, you don't have to remember. Like, I don't remember. Like, the only times I remember my dreams is when I take melatonin. That's the only time. And I only do that, like, once or twice a week.
Let me just reiterate to Scotty one more time. You have no guarantee.
Wait, sign me up.
That your loved ones will survive.
Oh, sign me up.
You're Amy.
Amy
could
your daughter's
Amy is more of a horror movie fan than I am.
That doesn't make her someone who
she
wants
would,
to be.
She would push me out of the way and go, I'm going first. Move it, pussy.
Okay. Your daughters?
But Amy,
they might not be a fan.
She could be a victim of the
oh my God,
whatever it
be,
is.
Oh, we both would sign up.
Your daughters. You're not thinking straight. You're not thinking straight.
How fun would this be?
It would not be fun. So let's say you're in a horror movie.
Yep.
I'm putting you in a horror movie.
Okay.
Pick a scenario. All right. You're at camp. A guy shows up. He's got a blade on. He's got the mask.
Yep.
All right. You're in a tent. You're making love with Amy.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he shows up outside. You got the shadow of the tent.
Yep.
Tell me how in the dream, which is now real.
Yep.
How you're gonna react?
Send Amy out. I take my knife, cut a hole in the back of the tent. I'm out.
That's simple.
I'm out of the tent.
Winner, winner, chicken
winner,
dinner.
Winner, chicken dinner. And then when you kill the bad guy, you keep killing him. You keep till there's millions of pieces of him, and they're spread out.
Okay.
You know, because if it's evil, you could get back together.
All right. You're in a house.
I'm in a house.
Old haunted house. You're living in a haunted house. You're spending a weekend there, whatever. It's going to be beautiful. You and Amy, there you are, and all of a sudden, thump, 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 all the doors closed. The windows, thump, 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 can't get out.
Yep.
Now you're trapped in a room.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
They start releasing spiders from the walls, and you don't know if they're poisonous or not, but you got to think that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're sitting there. There's spiders coming at you. They're coming at Amy. You can't get out.
Yes, but you can get out.
Yeah, you can get out. You'd probably leave Amy there.
Yep. Start punching through that old sheetrock, because that's old horsehair stuff. That stuff breaks easy. Right into the next room.
He didn't even feel bad.
No, he doesn't feel bad.
You don't even feel any remorse.
No. We have a 50-50 relationship.
Does she know that?
Probably. I think she figures it out sometimes when we go places and there's a line for food.
Well, when you say shit like this, then you kind of wonder, what if she hears
you're
this?
Like three in front of her.
What if she secretly is at her...
At the baby shower this weekend. Yeah. I came back to the table. I had a plate. I go, I thought you were right behind me. I didn't know you were going to get food.
Pay attention. Does she ever hear some of the things you say and then question you about it later?
Plus, she's got some friends that report to her, right?
Yeah, there's the snitch.
People don't snitch, or my wife doesn't care. You know what I mean? But I think that if I was in a relationship,
my cousins,
going out with someone, like Andy used to have issues with that all the time.
No, I said...
He had a big mouth.
Yeah, he did say things that were just... Yeah.
Earlier on, I said, it might be a good idea for you not to listen. And she doesn't really... She doesn't listen. Because her drive to work's like 7 minutes, you know.
She listened to me. When I tell her to do that.
She listens to daddy.
Yeah.
What? She doesn't listen, but there is a couple ladies at work that have a jaw problem.
Little mouthy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Little flappy lips.
Yeah, flappy lips. Laura, Scotty doesn't like chicks with flappy lips. Doesn't like it. And so does she come home mad? Does she ever get mad?
No, she just may say like, oh. So what was it? What was that about?
I think Valerie, I have probably said things or whatever that she might not like, but she never says anything because I think, in a way, that's her power. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to acknowledge it. I'm not even going to acknowledge it. Like when I was talking about the big argument we had a couple years ago about the dog leaving the dog, and she wanted me to stay with the dog. I'm like, the dog's fine. I got people coming to the dog house. A big disagreement that we still actually have to this day. We still do not agree on it.
You're right.
We reached a compromise. Thank you. I know I am. I'm clearly right. I still think. And she bitches about it. I'm like, honey, I'm never giving in. You're wrong on this. I don't have to be with the dog. Nobody has to sleep with the dog, you know. So anyway, when that happened, she called the show, if you remember, the day after. Yep. And called me out on it. But normally, somebody had said something to her the day before, and she didn't say anything. But when she was in the car and heard us talking about it, that's when she said, I'm going to throw down. But normally, she won't. And if I say something that she disagrees with or get angry with, I think she ignores it because that's her way of not giving in to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sometimes she does that. But you know, what's the sign that you get that she's mad at you? Because everybody puts out a sign.
Amy's a... Okay.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Yesterday, she's got the day off.
You looked at the clock like you don't know if she's listening.
No, I know she's
time shifted listening.
Okay, don't worry.
She loves like arts and crafts here and there, so she bought a few things that needed to be painted. So yesterday she's like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to take a quick nap before Sadie comes over. And she's like, oh, there's a couple things for, you know, that I'd like to paint. All right, great. So she opens up the door and she had pieces of cardboard in there that she paints on.
Mm.
They don't stack right. I threw them away like 3 weeks ago.
Mm. Oh, boy.
They were stuck together because, you know, she painted and then stacked. Have you seen my cardboard? Wait, she goes, the cardboard that was in here. Did you see my cardboard? And I'm like, yeah.
Well, she knows now that you did see it.
I'm like, yeah.
Right.
And she goes, well, do you know where it went? And I'm like, in the dumpster.
Oh, boy.
Oh. So did you buy, did you get new cardboard?
Replenish, yep.
To replace the old cardboard that we threw away? And I'm like, no, I didn't. And then she was like, oh, because that was going to be my arts and crafts. And and then it was, I'm like, listen, there's a box in here. Mm-hmm. We can break it down. She goes, that's not the point.
Right.
You didn't throw your stuff away. You threw my stuff away.
Right.
And it had to breathe through our nose for like 10, 15 minutes.
So the nose breathing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Everybody's got a sign.
Yeah.
Kelly, does Allie have a tell? Like when she's upset with you, does she have a tell?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It doesn't happen often.
Mine's silence.
Yeah?
Yeah. And actually, you know, I would think for a while there, and I think I misread it because I thought that Valerie was a cabinet slammer, like when she was angry. But she's not. She's a cabinet slammer all the time. Like,
oh, she just slams cabinets?
Jesus, just push it closed. You don't need, put your thumb in it, just, you know, like, bang,
that's why
bang, bang.
We're replacing them.
Why are
they
loose? They're loose because you're slamming the freaking cabinets. But when Valerie's upset with me, it's the same way that when I'm upset with her. Silence.
Nobody's talking. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Is that what you guys do? Pretty much, kind of thing.
That happens sometimes.
Sometimes I do like to poke the bear.
How do you know? I'm not looking to poke the bear.
Yeah, me neither.
Ever. I'm not. Ever.
Oh, so you're upset?
How
with
do you
me?
Know Jeff is mad at you?
Because he tells me.
He tells you.
Oh yeah, we're very vocal. He'll yell at me, and I'll yell at him. Mm-hmm. And that's
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So will he yell at you? I'm mad at you, or like. You just know what he's mad at.
It's depends on the situation.
See, sometimes as guys, we're freaking clueless. We don't know what you're mad about.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're trying to figure it out.
No,
and they're like, you really don't know what's wrong? I
no idea.
I don't know.
No idea.
And that makes him even madder, which doesn't really work.
And that's why I continue to sit there and go, boop.
Yeah, I don't want to be poking the bear.
Poking the bear.
I don't need any of that shit.
Boop. You angry?
Yeah.
Boop.
So
you're so cute when you're angry.
I'm not poking the bear. All right. Well, there you go, everybody. All right. Well, not a bad one. I want you to go home and tell Amy that you answered that would you rather question the way you did.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it to you because I wrote it down.
Okay.
So go and ask her the same question and see if her answer is the same as yours.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, thanks everybody for the hanging with us. Okay. And we will see you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Right here.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.